Amen. How many believe that tonight?
that
all things are possible. Not some things, but all things are possible. And the Bible says all things. It means all things. And that's regardless of the time, the condition. Because it's God doing it. Time is immaterial. Circumstances are immaterial. Because it's God doing it. Because when He created the heavens and the earth, there was nothing in the world. But His word did it. So the impossible became possible. Situation on the earth. It's the same God yesterday, today, and sorry, He's going through. Regardless of what you're going through, He's still the same God. Yesterday, today, and forever. So you and me can believe tonight, leaving this God who is eternal, who does not change, if we can believe Him, take Him at His word.
I
want to challenge your faith tonight. This is the very last age. The prophet says, we are only going to be mortal once. No, we are going to be in this mortal state once. This is the only time you can witness and have somebody saved. This is the only time you can believe and all things become possible. He says this is the only time you can do it as a mortal. So you change it round and say, Lord, this also is the only time you are ever going to bless me, say that I must be blessed. This is the only time that you are ever going to heal me and I'll be healed. The only time you are ever going to do the miraculous on my mortal body. Do you believe that tonight? God bless you. So happy to be here tonight, to be among you and to have this kind invitation from our brother, believing that all things happen for a purpose. You must believe that if you're a Christian. You must believe that God foreordains things. Some of them are to test your faith. Some of them to show you things that you have never seen before. Everything. That's what we've been taught by the Bible. There is nothing out of cater, friends. And we know that all things work together for our good. The footsteps of the righteous, they are ordered by the Lord, even though things don't work out the way we think they should, yet
so
we know that all these things, that the heavens surely
rule.
Which of us, by taking thought, can who of us, by taking thought, can add to your life 1 minute, 1 second? No matter how much money you have, you can't buy health. Think about it, friends, tonight. I'm with you over the weekend, so I can take my time tonight to talk to you. But talk to you the word. Because it's only the word that will bless you, that will do things for you through His words.
And
that's why we're the word prophets. He always points you to the word. If I have to be a true minister, I must also point you to the word. Nothing but the word. So I believe the word, God has its in his plan that we should be here tonight. To fellowship around the revealed word of the hour. Because it's only the word that's able to give us an inheritance among the saints. That's the Bible.
No Bible.
That's what the Bible says. That's
not our only Bible.
So the word, the truth, the word.
And
the only thing that's able to give us an inheritance. Nothing else apart from the words. So that's why we are here tonight. And that's why I deem it a grand privilege to be here with you tonight.
To
speak only the word. Realizing the time we are living. The end of time. And we must not waste that privilege.
We
must have a full understanding of what it means to be living in the end time. And that's why with my little understanding, I cannot come into a place where there are believers, even if there are two or five, and preach my thoughts. I can only preach what he says, preach. Because I'll have to answer for what I say to you. Amen. So, I believe God wants us to be here tonight. So, without taking much more time, I'd like to invite you to the Bible, to open the Bible with me. Bring your greetings from back home. They are contending for the faith like you are doing. Waiting for the coming of the Lord. Especially seeing the condition of the age. Who
are
still in doubt that we are at the end time. Look at the condition of the world today. Look at the children as they walk, as they talk. Look at your neighbors, the unbelievers. Look at the newspapers, what they are showing there. You can see we are right at the end. And that's why we are grateful for the prophet who pointed us to our time and season. Amen. So,
2 Chronicles
chapter 20. I'd like to read 1 verse there.
Chapter 20.
And
I
want you to read again. I think I'm just trying to. Okay, 2 Timothy. Right, not put it. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're starting with 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. And then we'll go to 2 Timothy 3, verse 10. I'd like to ask you to help me to read this.
Verse 20.
Let's all read it together. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." You want to prosper? Believe his prophets. That says the Bible.
Those not our one Bible.
Hear me, O Judah. And ye inhabitants of
Jerusalem.
Believe in the Lord your God. So shall he be established. Believe his prophets. So shall you prosper. You want to prosper tonight? There is the prescription. You might have money in the bank. When you wake up tomorrow, that money is worthless. So this world's prosperity, or measure of prosperity of this world, is not guaranteed. You can wake up broke.
munogona kumuka mangwana watewo murombo
like Job did.
Sezvakaita Job.
That's why it was in the Bible.
Ndosaka zvakaiswa mubhaibheri.
Those things can happen to you.
Nekuti zvakona kuitika
uko. It being your fault.
Isimbori mhosva yako.
Job, it was not Job's fault.
Yanga iri mhosva yaJob.
Job had the right qualifications.
Job anga akanyatsokodzera.
7 sons, 3 daughters.
Aine vanakomana vanomwe nevakunda
vatatu. Look at the numbers, 5,000, this 7,000.
Tsai numbers acho 5,000.
3. Perfect.
Anga akakwana.
But he woke up broke.
Asaka muka mangwana a murombo.
Something was happening up in heaven.
Pane zvanga zviri kuitika kudenga.
That got reflected down here.
Zvakaratidzwa pano
pasi. And Job got up broke.
Job akamuka a murombo.
It started there.
Zvakatanga kudenga.
And then reflected here.
Ndobva zvazoratidzwa pano panyika.
So unless Job looked up there. And he would have started to look for his answers down here. And then he would have been blaming people. And then he was going to be blaming people.
It
might be so and so.
I think
it's so and so. But in the meantime, it was up in heaven. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. That's what we want to talk about tonight. The benefits of believing the prophet of this age. We've come to a place where the message is on social media, people do whatever they want with it, water it down, until people don't see the value of the prophet of this age.
Maridzo tinotendai yakuwanika pa WhatsApp kana pa Facebook vanhu vasina matyire vakungoishoropodza vachingoita zvavanoda nayo.
They don't always see the value.
Havachaona kukosha
of the message of this hour.
Ye maridzo yenguva ino.
We want to read another scripture.
Ndokuenga rimwe gwaro.
That's 2 Timothy.
Ma Timotheo yechipiri.
Are we there?
Can
you have that?
Tingawa inapo here.
I'd like us to read this with understanding now.
I don't aim
to finish this message tonight. I aim to put across some understanding of why God sent us a message.
Which
is different from every other message.
Ende ino maridzo sei yakasiyana neimwe maridzo.
What are the benefits of believing that message?
Uye maropafadza acho ndeapi ekutenda maridzo ino.
Remember Peter asking, we have left everything.
Rangarai Petro akabvunza
ichi,
takasiya zvose tikakutendai, tikakuteverai. Saka tichawanei kubva pazviri?
Is it just to have a car?
Ndekungozova nemotokari?
Is it just to have a house?
Kuti ndikozova nemba?
Okay, so we come to this. While I'm going to this, brothers, can you get me a quotation that has just come to my mind now? Truth is a permanent deposit.
Just permanent
deposit is fine. Let's read this. Paul, together again. An apostle... No. We wanted verse, chapter 3, verse 10. Yeah.
Verse 10. Timothy 3, verse 10.
Yes. But thou hast fully known my...
As in Makanyatson, this is a dziso yangu.
I want you to watch that first word, the sentence there. Thou hast fully, not just known, but you have fully
known
my...
Iwe wakanzwisisa zvizere dzidziso yangu.
Fully.
Zvizere.
Okay. Then my manner of life.
Nemufambiro wangu.
Purpose.
Nezvinangwa.
Faith.
Nokutenda.
Long suffering.
Nomoyo murefu.
Charity.
Norudo.
Patience.
Nokutsungirira.
Paul is telling Timothy.
Paulo arikuudza Timothy.
I see that you have now come to a place.
Arikuti ndaona kuti zvinowasvika pachinano.
Where you now know these things fully.
Wawakuziva zvinhu izvi zvizere.
That's a key word, fully.
Iri ndodingindira munofanira kubata
kuti verse 11. Zizere. Together
again. 11 pamwechete.
Verse 11. If you are there. I didn't open my Bible. Okay. Persecutions. afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. That's God's reputation. Psalms
34.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen. God bless you. Let's just pray. If you've got a need, you can just raise up your hand again.
We pray.
Precious Heavenly Father, the author and finisher of our faith, the creator of the heavens and earth, the giver of every good gift, you who made it possible for us to be here tonight. We believe you've got everything foreplanned. We believe you have a message for us tonight, tailor-made for us, Father. You know our conditions. You know our circumstances. You know our situations. Lord, but we are so thankful that we have a God who said to us, cast your burdens upon me, I care for you. Hallelujah. Says, whatever need you have, just give it to me. I'm Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Father, for being a present God in the time of hell, trouble. Thank you for showing your mighty arm. Thank you for delivering, for saving, for healing. Thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you for being our all in all, even for Eastley Tabernacle, Father. How you loved them, how you brought them together, how you predestinated them, how, Father, they're here tonight to hear your word. And I believe, Father, you've ordained something for them to hear tonight.
Amen.
May they receive it. May that be their portion tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And may they go home, may they say it was good to have been in your house. Bless us as we go into service. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We may take our seats, saints.
God, I use a new passive at saying.
The benefits or the, I want us to get the benefits of believing or receiving the prophet of this age. I believe you understand that God and he works in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. That's why he takes a prophet like Moses. Remember how God chose prophets? God used to come and speak to them directly. Tell Moses, get the people to prepare for my coming. So he would come down after 3 days.
There would
be thunderings and lightnings and blasts. But then the people feared and they quaked, the Bible says. And then they say to Moses, Moses, let God speak to you.
Ayo Moses, chirega mari vataure newe iwe.
And then you speak to us.
Iwe Moses, wachizotiudza.
Because we cannot bear to look at that fearful sight.
Atinotya kuti titarisane ne chimiro chinotyisa.
And Moses took those words to God.
Moses akaenda nemashoko aya kuna
Mwari. God answered through Moses.
Mwari vakapindura buridza
Moses. They've spoken well what that they've spoken. From now onwards, I'll speak to them through a prophet. That's Bible, friends. That's God saying that.
So
from today onwards, I can only speak to them through prophets. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We come to Amos 3:7, we know it.
The
Lord your God will do. How many things?
Nothing.
Zero. Zilch. Without speaking through a prophet. Is that Bible? Has God changed? It hasn't. Oh no, he changed. He said the law and the prophets were until John. Yeah, the Pentecostals say that. We don't need any prophets anymore.
Because
the Bible says the law and the prophets were until
Mirau neva profita.
So there is no more prophets.
Saka akusisi na ma profita.
But that's a lie.
Asi manyepuka.
Because after John there were prophets.
Nikuti mishoro ma John kwakauya ma profita.
In the book of Acts there were prophets.
Mburuko remabasa kwave ne ma profita.
What they fail to understand is the terminology.
Chavakatadza kunzwisisa ka matauriro azvo.
The law and the prophets.
Hanze mirau ne va profita.
Simply means.
Zvinongoreva bedzi kuti.
The Old Testament.
Testament yekare.
The law is Moses.
Murau ndi Moses.
Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Genesis, Exodus, Numbers.
Whatever the other number, the other book.
Nemamo mabhuku.
Oh, that, yeah. Then the rest of them. Up to Malachi, is the prophet. So the law and the prophet simply means the Old
Testament.
Which ended at the coming of John. And then after John, that's the Christ coming. Grace and the prophets. So God has always spoken through prophets. That's why at the end again, there's going to be Moses and Elijah.
Moses na Elia.
Prophets again. Is that what we're saying? We have so many things to look at here, but we just want to try and compress them and show us why a prophet in this age, the benefit of you and me receiving the prophet of this age. We cannot exhaust them. But just to highlight some,
so
that you and me are well aware the grace that God has bestowed upon us to be called end time message believers. If you don't understand that, you are going to envy the people of the world. You envy the denominationals. Because you don't understand where you are standing. And what you have. Why did God have you come right at the end? He had a choice of bringing you and me up in the first age. Or the second age. Or the third age. But God said no. Not these ones. Did you hear that? God said no. I like him. I love her. But she is not made for this age. Her real age is the last age. The very last age. Oh my.
Amen.
Remember the song Mercy Said No. These are specially made and designed for the very last age. They are made to live in the very last age. The most demanding of all ages. The most evil of all ages. The darkest of all ages. The most deceiving of all ages. No one else can fit to live in that age. But these people here tonight. You are made. You are designed to live in this age. Not the age, but this age. Not the time, but this time. You believe that, saints? You were tailor-made for this age. And to be right here in Zimbabwe.
You might dream being a white man in Britain is just dreams.
God predestinated you to this time. You
were
made for this season.
Amen.
Amen. Now look at what God did.
That is someone who's
a He sent a great servant prophet.
Vakatuma muprofita ane great seven.
Didn't know much about this world's things.
Asazive zvakawanda zvenyika ino.
His wife, when she was still his girlfriend, then she was the one who used to read the Bible for him.
Mudzimai wavo achiri girlfriend yavo vachiri kufambidzana. Ndiye aivaverengera Bible papulpit.
He couldn't even read.
Vakasingatombokwanise kuverenga.
Okay, before I forget, let's read that quotation, brother. The one for.
Sada kangana tirenge.
I asked you to put up there.
Chinokorwa ichi chandati hama dzindisira apa.
Okay, let's go to above that a bit.
Ngati endai pamusoro pacho.
Where that verse starts, right?
Panotangira verse iyoyi.
Right. Revelation 3:3.
Zvakazarwa 3:3.
Let's read it together again.
Ngati
verenge. Remember therefore how. Let's go on. How?
Rangarirai zvakare kuti.
Received and heard. And then and hold fast.
Muchengetedze.
And repent.
Motendeuka.
If therefore thou shalt not watch,
kana mukasatarira,
I'll come on thee as a thief.
Ndichauya kwauri sembavha.
And thou shalt not know the hour I will come upon thee.
Uye hauzozivi nguva yandichauya kwauri.
If you won't watch,
kana ukasatarira,
certain things will happen to you.
Pane zvimwe zvinhu zvichaitika kwauri.
Your duty is to watch.
Basa rako iwe ndere kutarira.
Then God does the rest.
Mwari voita zvimwe zvose.
Okay, so I want to read another translation west of this verse.
Ndira kuverenga kumwe kududzirwa.
Be remembering, let's read together. Therefore,
hanzi muchirangarira naizvozvo.
In what way you have received. Now look at this.
Nenzira yamakagamuchira nayo.
The truth
chokwadi
as a permanent deposit.
Sechokwadi chinogara nekusingaperi.
It means you must never forget that truth.
Zvinoreva kuti hausafa wakakanganwa chokwadi.
You must never let it pass through your fingers.
Haigona uchitendera kuti chikupfuure usina kuzvinzwisisa.
Because it has everything to do with your salvation.
Nekuti chokwadi chine zvese zvekuita neruponeso rwako nemaropafadzo ako.
And what way you heard it.
Uye nenzira ipi yawakazvinzwa.
And be safeguarding it.
Uye nekuchichengetedza.
And have a change of mind at once.
Wobva washandurwa pfungwa yako pakarepo.
Once you hear that word,
wangonzwa
shoko. Knowing how you heard it. Knowing where it came from.
Nikwarakapa.
This was from a vindicated prophet.
Rakabva kumuprofita
akasimbi. Not just a vindicated prophet.
Kwete muprofita akangosimbi.
But this was more, this prophet.
Ati muprofita
was more thoroughly vindicated.
Akasimbiswa zvikuru.
Than was any other prophet.
Kusimbiswa kuzvina kuti
akutaura muprofita. From the time of.
Kubva panguva.
From the time of.
Kubva panguva ya.
I hear Moses there. Another one? From the time of?
Kubva panguva ya?
Enoch.
Ya Enoch.
We're talking of Adam time.
Tutara nguva ya Adam.
There was no prophet that was ever vindicated like this prophet from that time.
Hakuna mumwe muprofita akasimbiswa zvikuru semuprofita kubva panguva yekumashure kwana Enoch.
And God says, I send you Elijah the prophet.
Mwari vakati ndokutumira iwe Eliya muprofita.
That's the prophet God sent you.
Ndiye muprofita wakatumirwa naMwari.
He has no equals.
Hana mumwe akanoenzwanisa naye.
He is more thoroughly vindicated than was any other prophet from the time of Enoch.
Uyo akasimbiswa zvikuru zvinopfuurira kumaprofita ese kusvika panguva ya Enoch.
Do you understand this?
Munonzwisisa here zvinhu izvi?
Do you understand what you are holding?
Munonzwisisa here zvamakabata? Zvamunotenda munozvinzwisisa here?
Oh my.
Ini zvangu.
Okay, it is very evident from this verse.
Zviri pachena kubva muverse
that God had given them truth as a permanent deposit.
Kuti Mwari vakanga vava pachokwadi serubatso runogara nekusingaperi.
You must never forget that truth.
Haikona kukanganwa chokwadi.
You must hold on to it.
Ramba wakabatira pachokwadi.
You must tie your soul to that truth, the absolute.
Batanidza moyo wako kuchokwadi ichi, chokwadi chino.
Whether you go through hell or fire.
Chinofura negehena kana moto.
You must hold on to that truth.
Batirira kuchokwadi ichi, medziso yako.
It was permanently given to you.
Chakapuwa kwauri hachichazobviswi.
It was received. Look. Let's read it.
It
was received and is irrevocably theirs.
Vakazvigamuchira uye zvatova zvavo nekusingaperi.
Can never be revoked.
Hazvichafa zvakashandurwa.
God's intention is that when you receive this truth,
chinangwa chaMwari ndechekuti kana wagamuchira chokwadi kubva mutumwa wechizvarwa,
it becomes your permanent deposit. deposit.
Chava chako negusingapere.
It can never be revoked.
Azichafa zvakashandurwa.
It's irrevocably yours.
Azichazvako zvekuti hakuna
chakwanza kushandura. Situation you face.
Chero ukapinda mamiriro zvino akadii.
You pass through.
Chero matambudziko unofura nemare.
That truth is part of you.
Chokwadi chava chikamu chako.
That truth goes with you wherever you go.
Chokwadi chinoenda newe kwese kwaunoenda.
It will see you through.
Chichakukundisa.
It will take you along.
Chichafamba
newe. It will bring you out.
Chichakubudisa.
So it was revocably theirs. But now look at this. It now remains to be seen what they will do with it. You hear that? The problem is not with God.
He
has given you the truth. The truth will set you free. But before it does set you free, there's an element that involves you. What will you do with it? It's whether they will regard it or not. And that is true. They've been given the basic truth of the whole gospel. Revelation 10:7. The whole mystery is now in tape and book form.
It's
been given to you as a what permanent deposit. And the question is, what are you going to do with it? You see Jesus in the boat? Asleep?
Agarara.
The disciples are testifying about the campaign. Then the atmosphere changes. Trouble starts. Right in the boat. Jesus is sleeping. And what happened? They forgot that he was in there. They began to get affected. Got to a point where they even started to accuse him of neglecting them. But he is the one that had said, let us go over to the other side. That's the key thing. It was not their decision to go across. It was he who said, let us go over. It's not your program. It's his program. So if his program, he's obligated to see you through it. I don't care how much the water comes up to here. I don't care if the water comes up to here. I don't care you can smell death. You can feel you're dying, you're drowning. That has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with the one who called you. No, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. If he called you, he can keep you. If he called you for this hour, he can preserve you. Brother Ban says, God will not allow or will not accept any man's work in redemption. Any man's hand. Take your hand off there. He'll do it again himself. He's big enough to keep his word. He's big enough. Look after his own. Okay, let's finish that quote. Sorry, let's finish that quote. I want to lay this so that we can go ahead.
He
says they had been given the basic truth of the whole gospel. The just shall live by faith. Salvation is of the Lord. The salvation of the Lord. They had heard the truth of the Bible, which cast down the doctrines of Rome. And set at not all papal authority. They knew the truth that the church does not save. They understood the Lord's Supper. They had light on water baptism. They put out the images. Is that you and me there? Is that the message there? Has he taught us all these things? They says, why? There never was an age with any more men with so much light to shed. Right, so we had people going out to outreaches tonight. So much light to shed. They had enough illumination to completely overhaul the old system. And start out fresh. And let God lead them. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. They receive the truth. They wanted it. They heard it. But the question was, how did they hear it? Did they hear to build upon it? Or was it with the same attitude that many Greeks had? Something to discuss and theorize over. If what you hear is not able to help you in your circumstance, then you're on dangerous ground. That's why you're theorizing over the message. But this prophet of this age did not play games with the message. That's why God put him through training. When he disobeyed, God took away his wife, took away his baby, his father died. He tells you what he went through, what he went through. And he says a certain statement there.
He
says, from now on, you listen. I disobeyed God and I obeyed man. I listened to my mother-in-law.
He
says, and right there, plagues hit my home. Plagues hit my home.
Matenda kurova imba yangu, muri yangu.
Do you hear that? He says, plagues hit my home.
Hanzi matenda akarova mushawangu.
Just because I listened to men.
Nekuda kwekuti ndakateerera vanhu.
Instead of listening to God.
Pane kuteerera Mwari.
So when you read this spoken word.
Saka uchiverenga spoken word.
Read your Bible.
Uchiverenga Bible.
And then you discard what you read.
Wobva warasa zvawairenga.
And prefer to hear a man's interpretation.
Wosarudza kutora durudziro yemunhu.
You are in danger. That's why it's all back to the word. Back to the word. Away with your denomination. Is that what Brother Bram says? Away with your interpretation. Away with man-made ideas. Back to the word. Because in the beginning was the word. At the end, it will also be what? The word. So it says you want to start a home? Start with the words. You want to start a church? Start with the words. Look at the evidence of that. I've never seen somebody try to paint the heavens. It's still original. Houses have been built. Beautiful houses. But yet we must maintain them. But never seen anyone with a scaffold trying to paint the heavens. They are still original. The evidence of the word of God. So you believe that words? What will happen to you? Oh my brother.
Amen.
That's why you must invest in this message.
But
use that in all
the things that you see, they are going to
bend.
mountains and caves disappear.
Naiwo mwezi.
The sun will go dark in the moon. Shaiwa yekuwa.
Awo waka.
Shaiwa kuwa.
Bible says everything that must be shaken will be shaken.
Because
we receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. That's why you and me must invest in that word. Don't look left or right, but look to that word.
It
says the question was, they received the word.
But
there was no question that they received the word.
But
the question was, what attitude did they have when they were hearing it? And I say to you, you have heard many messages. You have read spoken words. You have listened to
tapes.
But the question is, what has been your attitude? Is it something to theorize over?
And enjoying your roasted ground nuts and talking.
Just stay there.
How do you see this? Can we believe it? How do you see this man? Don't look for Moendizo. Look for the Holy Spirit.
He says, you see, men are trying to interpret the word without the Holy Ghost.
That's
the problem we have. In one place he says they regard the word, if we regard a verse or scripture superficially, we get a superficial understanding. He says, okay, evidently the rich word of truth. Did you hear that? The rich word of truth was being heard in an academic manner.
Rakanga richinzwikwa nenzira yekudzidzisa vanhu zvenjere.
Did you hear that?
Mazinzwa here.
Who's saying this?
Jena ari kutaura izvi.
The Spirit speaks through the prophet.
Mweya uchitaura kuburikidza nemuprofita.
Great 7 prophet.
Muprofita ave great 7.
That's not me, that's his voice. God is discerning the age. This is what people are doing. They are regarding these scriptures as something to theorize over.
They
don't understand why God sent the message. This message is not subject to human interpretation. God is his own interpreter. And he'll go along whether you come along or you don't. You can never hold God to ransom. Many are being changed. Right now, the rapture is a process, right?
Many have been changed.
But others are being left behind. Day by day. While you are theorizing over, God is transforming some people. They're coming into this super faith. They're coming to the third pool. Third pool is not having a house in Borodale.
It's more than that. Ndakaita imba yekuborodho zvinodarika izvozvo iwe.
Look, first pool was healing.
Kudzonza kwekutanga kwekuporodzwa kwavarwere.
Second pool was discernment.
Chikudzonza kwechipiri kwaive kunzwera
munyana. That belonged in Egypt.
Izvi zvanga zviri zvekuEgipita izvi.
Come on now.
Nizoka. Ndodama amen.
Because they did not believe, they won't believe me, God. It's Moses, the prophet, saying they won't believe me.
Okay,
to help them believe you,
we'll
give you, I'll give you two signs. But that's not the main thing. See, if you hold on to the first pool, you can't have the second pool. If you hold on to the second, you can't have the third. But if you have the third, you also have the first and the second. actually failing to understand that
is what's
bringing us back to Egypt.
You want people to discern you.
Brother Yavanoona.
Ah, that brother is a designer.
So
if he designs,
the
apostle can design.
He
prayed for a man who was healed.
Saka.
If they go to Parenya to Negugomo, that person will also be healed. Saka.
And the prophet came with a message to tell us that there's one thing the devil cannot do.
Prophet Akawe also told us that the punishment he meted it singa kunywa kwa
diabori. He cannot what? He cannot heal.
Hakuanza kupoza.
Because healing is what? Creation.
Nekuti kupora kwa munhu kusika.
He cannot create.
Hakuanza kusika Satan.
So we need to fully understand this message.
Saka tunofanira kunzvisisa maridzo ino
zvizere. That we lack, since most of us is the deep understanding of this message.
We have the
theory.
Okay,
time up. Let's finish this quotation. The word of truth, the rich word of truth was being heard in and what? Academic
manner.
Rather than for practical out. Working.
Pane kuti rive basa rekuenda kunoshandisa richiburitsa zvibereko.
That word doesn't change people now.
Shoko iri harichashandura vanhu.
So we are being found liars. We are making God a liar now.
Saka takwanika tiri varevi
nezvema. Who said that word is able to transform your life?
Isakati shoko rinofanira kushandura upenyu.
God said, I'll send you this message.
It
will give you a rapturing faith. But now we are producing a people, a church, believers who can hardly have faith for a headache.
Yes, not akuburitsa vatendi vasingatokwanisa kutenda kuti ndinogona kutenda headache
kapora. His whole house is a pharmacy.
Imba ino yose ingori pharmacy.
He's making some people rich.
Vakutopfumisa vamwe vanhu.
He is not rich in faith.
Haana kupfuma nekutenda.
He's making other people rich.
Asi ari kupfumisa vamwe vanhu.
You know, I think I spoke this sometime.
Ndofunga ndakambozvitaura pane imwe nguva.
The sister church.
Ime hanzvadzi pachurch.
Got so moved. She got so moved.
Yeah.
She went home.
And says,
that's enough. These people can get rich over my sickness. She was HIV positive. For years. She was well known in the location. Because of her life. But she said no. So she went back.
Tested.
They said, well, why should we be tested? You always come here for your medicine.
I
want to be tested.
So
they tested
her.
Positive.
Tested the other way.
She went somewhere else.
Positive.
She got home. She was not ready to give up.
No,
never.
Kwete.
I cannot continue like this. She prayed. She went back. Negative.
She
went somewhere else. Negative.
Went to
the third place. Negative. We still have
her.
It's 5 years. She's still a church. She walks miles to come to church. She doesn't sleep in church. Okay.
We are talking about you anchoring your faith on a gifted brother or sister than on the word. We have seen it a lot. It has destroyed families and taken the faith of many
people. You say, brother, we don't have to have those. Did I say that? So what are you saying?
I'm just saying what I said. Put everything in its rightful position, rightly divide the word of truth.
it's no big deal for God to deliver you from cancer.
Achisichinjikuru kuti Mwari vakuporese cancer yako iwe.
Because didn't we have 3 cases?
Kwedu kuti nevanhu vatatu vakapora cancer.
We have another big sister who loves to dance for the Lord.
Tine hanzvadzi yakafuta inofarira
kutambira Ishe. The problem was now she could not dance because under her heels the bone was growing.
Ndambudzi vanga rekuti vangasakwanisa kutambira Ishe nekuti pasi petsoka yavo panga pane pari kurwadza.
But now she's dancing.
Asi iye zvino vari kutamba.
No doctor.
Pasina chiremba.
No medicine.
Pasina mushonga.
Just believe.
Kungotenda bedzi.
I could stand here tonight and tell you many cases.
Ndogona kumira pano ndikakudzai zvapupu zvakawanda.
The light went out.
Rimezuva
mage. Just said, lay hands on yourself and ask God for help you, whatever need you have.
Ndikati vanhu isa zvise ruoko kana une chaunoda ingokumbira.
One old man went back home.
Mumtana akadzokera
kumba. While he was changing from his clothes into his pajamas.
Vachishandura hembe dzavo kuti vapfeke mapijama ekurara.
Something had happened. He found there was a big lump that disappeared.
Pane zvanga zvaitika vakaona kuti zibundu zihombe rakanga ranyangarika.
He couldn't help noticing it.
Havana kutadza kuzviona.
17 years.
Vanga vanazvo kwemakore 17.
So he shook his pajamas.
Saka vakazunza mapijama.
They looked all over with the wife.
Vakatsvaga vese nemudzimai.
No trace.
Vakarishaya zibundu.
Up to now.
Kusikana nhasi.
I'm trying to get you somewhere.
Pane pandoda kukusitsai.
That is not our message.
Iyo haisiriwo mharidzo yedu.
That's Pentecost.
Iyo iPentecost.
Message is higher than that.
Mharidzo iri pamusoro kupfuura izvozvo.
So those things we have.
Saka izvi zvinhu
zvitinazvo.
Mwari vanozviita
futi. Faith will do those things.
Kutenda kunoita zvinhu izvozvo.
That's why even unbelievers.
Ndosaka kunyange vasingatendi. Vanyengeri vachikwanisa kuita zvishamiso.
So how can that be the message, the very last message?
Ko inogozova iyo mharidzo yemazuva ekuguma hazviite.
You're making God a liar.
Muri kuita Mwari murevi wenhema.
No, you can't. So you are not hearing this message to theorize over.
Saka iwo hausunzwa mharidzo yekuti ingova yepfungwa bedzi.
You are not hearing it in an academic manner.
Hausikunzwa nenzira yakafanana kunge uri kudzidziswa kuchikoro.
This message is God himself.
Maridzo ino ndimwari pachake.
If you take him into your heart, into your life, he transforms you.
Ukatora ukavaisa mumoyo mako muupenyu hwako vanokushandura.
He says, look at that. Rather than pray out, he says, for God was what? Demanding.
Nekuti Mwari vakanga vachida
a change of mind concerning it.
Mashanduro epfungwa pamaonero eshokwe.
If this is the word of God, which indeed it is,
kana riri shoko raMwari rinova iro shoko raMwari,
then it must be obeyed.
Rinofanira kuteererwa.
Remember mukufanira kumukuona. This is old times. This is you. Yeah, unless you won't understand this unless you were there in
1979.
We're being told by the pastor then you
really have to know your standing. And you know where you are standing. And you raise your hand. And you say, in death or corruption. I won't die if I believe this word. I will not leave this word.
This is my conviction.
Live
or die. Sink or drown. He says, I might fail to maintain my home. But let me never fail to maintain Jesus Christ. Here I stand. So help me God.
Then you see what God will do.
Says failure to obey would bring judgment.
Hanzi kusateerera kunonza kutongwa.
When the guards of the sacred temple were found sleeping,
vachengeti vetemberi chipiri pavakaonekwa
vaviete. Sacred, you know era. Temple
ino era.
They were beaten and their garments burned.
Vakarohwa hanzi dzavo dzikapiswa.
Then what shall the Lord do to those who in this age have relaxed their guard?
Vabva pakuchengetedza kwavanga vachiita.
Yeah? This quote just came into my mind when I'm preaching it. That was not part of the notes.
But look at.
But quickly now. This messenger of this message. Had a ministry patterned after Moses. Did he preach as I was with Moses? Is that so? And look at what happened with Moses. Go back to Moses. See what type of messenger he was. A man that went into the pillar of fire. Stayed there 40 days and 40 nights. Came out from there. As humble as anyone, whatever you can. So no one is meek and humble like Moses.
But he had
been in the presence of God. Look at what he did. Threw down a stick. Turned into a serpent. Spoke things and happened. Water turned into blood. And then he spoke to the children of Israel. Says, this day, these Egyptians you see,
you
no longer see. One man decreeing judgment on a whole nation. Take up a stone. Throw it up in the air. And say, judgment strikes the west coast. Are you with me, saints? One man. Oh my. And then he goes to the people. And says, you know what? You have been abused and misused and everything else. Oppressed and depressed and suppressed. But these Egyptians that you see, you no longer see. They say, how can that be? But the thing is, you have to know who Moses is. You know, this man has been in the pit of fire. This man met a God there who told him, look at your birth. Were you not supposed to die? How come you escaped? And how come you ended up in Pharaoh's house? How come you got your enemy to pay your school fees? Pharaoh,
dear,
think I'm a napkin.
Pharaoh, dear,
think I'm a papa acho. The man who was supposed to kill him was looking after him. Send him to school. Send him to hospital. Did everything for him. Says, look at that. Who was that? Was that you? Says, no, that was you.
Yes, I have
a purpose for you. That's why I preserved you. That's why I brought you into Egypt for such a time like this time. Now you obey what I'm telling you. And you see the glory of God. And he obeyed it. And look at what he did. The
main
thing is, he says to them, go borrow.
And
whatever, go borrow.
Says,
what did you say? I say from your taskmaster. Those
who
have been hitting you and killing you, go to them, the whatever, Badela, whatever, Muhammad, whatever they are, go there. No, I won't go there. But you must know who Moses is. He's been with us all these years and he's never been killed by
Pharaoh. And
look at how God keeps his word. And they believed it. Because they might have gone there. And somebody saying, should I? Will I not? Should I not?
Can I ask for this?
We are about to put.
Maybe if you come
but they believed it. And the next thing, the surprise of them all, they saw these people give them everything they had. So they were walking with the miraculous in their hands. Yesterday they were under bondage. Today they are free. And they begin to walk. They say, what's next? We are going out of Egypt. Which way? He says, follow me this way. And they got to the Red
Sea.
It was in full flood.
Mountains
on the side.
The
next thing, Pharaoh is coming behind
them.
Their faith is being
tested.
If God has been able to do this,
and
God is directing this,
can
He not take care of Pharaoh? This is what we meet every day. If God has saved us, can He not heal us?
The
greatest miracle is salvation of the soul. If you can save your soul,
he
can heal all your diseases.
Because
he's already made provision for that.
And
he even gave himself a name for that.
I am the
Lord that healeth all thy diseases. They lived, in short, where the Red Sea opened. And they walked on dry land. The impossible became possible. They walked on the miraculous. In their lives. It was a real thing. It was a reality. It was not just a sermon, a church experience. Heaped up on the side. And they found it was real. Healing is real. Providence is real. Protection is real. Did he say, I'll give you houses that you never labored for? And they went.
And
who was in Moses?
The Moses.
This other side of the Red Sea now. What are we going to eat? And what did God do?
Moses.
And what did God do? God says, I've already planned the whole way.
Moses.
If God does anything,
he
must be sure everything is under
control.
You just stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't
seem
anything. Only believe. All things are possible. We are called to believe in the impossible.
Brother
Branham says, God loves to do the impossible. The impossible. Hallelujah.
Reputation is known on the impossible.
When there's no
cooking,
when there's no fuel,
when
there's no money in the bank
system,
instead of you talking about the politicians and the governor of the
bank
and what, you are looking at the wrong thing, and you are being unjust. But from the Spirit that's anointing you. What can a man do apart from the Spirit that's anointing me? Goes into the monastery to be a bad person.
They
go there with good intentions. They are upright. But the longer they stay there, that Spirit anoints them. So you are blaming the wrong. There is this spirit that's upon them.
God,
hey. Satan is the author of politics.
And now, Brother Branham, Satan ndiye muvambi we politics.
He says whether it's church politics or world politics.
And dzinga va politics dzemu machechi kana dzemu nyika.
That's not of God.
Ndosaka muchiona kuti politics adzi.
Satan offered this world to Christ.
Christ ndokupa nyika ingondipfugamira.
Christ refused.
Kristo akaramba.
He knew he was going to come heir to his inn.
Aiziva kuti achazova mudyiwe nhaka yayo.
When you go into this world, spirit is in danger.
Uri munjodzi.
You become a politician.
Unova mupolitician.
And politics is down with so and so, up with so. Nothing to do.
Ngati sumudzire ningi hadzinei nerudo pakati pehama.
I like what Christ said. They were blaming him for disregarding the law.
vakanga vachimupomera mhosva yekuti hamusi kuteerera murayiro waMozisi.
But he said no.
Akanzaiwa kwete.
I believe it.
Ndinoutenda.
I came actually to
yakutoti utokudzwa.
That's why I say to you now.
This
looked at here. He committed adultery.
Moses
akati ukarepa munhu or whatever.
Moses said, if you actually commit the act, then that's adultery. You go to hell. But I, that's lighter.
I'm making it even heavier.
It
says in Matthew 23:1. The Sadducees and the Lord sit in the seat of Moses.
And my Pharisees and the Sadducees are not going to be Moses.
Listen to that one. So whatever they command you, do it.
Itai.
But don't do what they do.
As Musaite Savano itai or Pharisee.
Read it. Matthew 23.
And
the whole Matthew 23 is indictment.
Matthew.
Woe unto them. Woe unto them.
They could pomera.
Look, this Moses did all that. Took them out. Moses spoke to God.
Moses akavaburitsa. Moses akataura naMwari.
Brought manna from heaven.
Mwari vakaunza manna kubva kudenga.
How many people were crossing? How many remember?
2 million.
Now, look at this. 2 million. How many times was manna coming? Bible readers, how many? I'm watching the Bible, I'm not getting a spoken word.
Some don't read the Bible, they only read the spoken word.
Now we are
looking for Bible readers.
How many people were there? 2 million. Eh?
2 million.
But it comes to your gangan. How many times
was the manna falling?
2 times a day.
Kaviri pazuwa.
Skapaitika shamiso jingan. 4 million.
So there were 4 million miracles.
Plates.
Paivene mapreti.
Or helpings of manna.
Mapreti 4 million. Kana kuti chikafu che manna.
This is 4 million a day, right?
E 4 million pazuwa.
For how many years?
Kumakore mangani.
Okay. How much water did they drink?
Vakanwa mvura yakawana.
Okay, healing was there.
Vakanga vachiporeswa vakawanda sei.
It was not only manna, remember?
Rangaranga isingori manna.
It was only also meat.
Kwaivo nenyama zvihuta.
4 million every day.
4 million pazuva.
Iwe chako iwani. You wonder 100.
And
so neta mwari zvo.
To God. Amen.
Brother Branham says.
Brother Branham
says. He says. He says Elijah
and
did so many miracles. One place he says he did 4 miracles. Elisha
as Elisha
had a double portion. Did somebody read that? Remember that? He says, I don't want to have to live like friends. Called me to be a prophet. I want to live in the wilderness like the prophet. But I was using my own
experience.
So I could hunt my own good. And he said, prophets of the Old Testament. You have been called to be there in an office.
Much higher.
He says, you have more gifts besides that. He was called to pray for the sick and to preach the gospel. And in the apostolic form, greater things, great gifts. He said, what for me to move you? Where is your reward? Then he said, do you remember I told you? You see that? Now when you dealing with Brother Branham, and what Moses did.
What? Moses.
People, I don't know how many millions. There was enough divine.
And so many unnamed diseases.
God healed all their diseases. And why can't you do it now? Listen
to
this. I'm trying to rush here so that I can finish just now. 5 minutes. Says, self. Aaron loved that Moses.
Aaron,
making fun of him, got angry, spoke against his servants. What did he do? vakaitei? He called them out of the tabernacle door. Vakavadana pamusuo wetabernacle. And Miriam, yet she was a prophetess.
Kunyanga Miriam anga
muprofitakadzi. But Moses was more than a prophet.
Darika muprofita.
More prophet.
Anga akadarika muprofita.
He said, don't you fear God?
Hanza
muri among you?
Kana mune muprofita pakati.
The Lord will speak to him in visions.
Mari ndotaura naye muzvirati. Uye ndozvirati kuti ari
muhope. Not Moses.
Asikwete na Moses.
Say, don't you fear God?
Amuske mare.
That minute, you know that?
Pamguva iyoyo munozvira here.
Didn't you say John the Baptist?
Ana kutere John
the
Baptist.
Did God see a prophet? Yes, more than a prophet.
Makaenda here kunona muprofita
asi. Why was he more than a prophet?
Say aidarika muprofita.
He was the messenger of the covenant.
Anga ari mutumwa wesungano.
The ark that blended those two dispensations together.
Areka yaibatanidza mazera maviri aya pamwe chete.
Quickly, another quotation.
Dichikumidza.
And today, the what we have among us today, the what we have among us.
Hanzvatinazo pakati pedu nhasi.
Okay. This great Holy Spirit is more than a prophet.
Unodarika muprofita.
Did you hear that?
Mazinzo.
What we have among us
is
more than a prophet.
Zvinopfuurira muprofita.
It's God among us.
Ndimwari ari kuratidzwa pakati pedu.
With his word to prove it.
Uye shoko ravo riri.
It's more than a prophet. Does more.
Darika zvinopfuura zvemuprofita.
I want us to read that. Does more than a prophet.
Tiverenge ipapo.
Does more than a prophet.
Darika zvinopfuura muprofita.
Do you get that one? I wanted us to read that. It says, does more than a prophet.
Ndauti muone kuti anoita zvinopfuura muprofita.
1,000 times more than the prophets do.
Hanzi zvinopfuura churu zvinoitwa nemaprofita. Zvakapetwa churu zvaitwa nemaprofita.
Let's go up. Let's read it from where we are from.
Go up.
Say that. 286. And today,
nasi,
what we have among us,
zvatinazvo pakati pedu,
this great Holy Spirit,
mweya mutsvene mukuru uyu,
is what? More than a... It's what? God manifested among us. That's why it must never be man. With his word to prove it. And what does it do? Does more than a prophet. How much more than a prophet? 1,000 times more than the prophets do.
Zvakapetwa churu zvinoitwa nemuprofita. We realize what we have.
What message we are carrying.
Maridzo yatakatakura.
The power behind it.
Simba riri seri kwayo.
It's worth investing everything in.
Kudyare zvese zvawinazvo mairi.
Understand.
Haikona kuzembera pakunzwisisa kwako yose nyama.
Totally surrender to him.
Zvipire zvachose kwaari.
You see what he'll do in your life.
Munoona zvaanoita muupenyu hwako.
I think the rest, I'll just leave it. Okay, here's something else again. 10,000 times more, brother. 10,000 times more.
He says
there's 10,000 more being done now than there was done in the days of Christ because he's here. We are going through something here.
God is working in a different way.
So God is doing things at a much higher scale than he did in those ages.
Mwari vari kuita zvinhu mukuwo muzvizvarwa zviya.
Now that's just on Moses.
Iyi tingotaura Moses chete.
So many things I could say.
Ndingadaenda kudzidza zvimwe zvinhu zvakawanda.
This prophet also had the Joshua ministry.
Rangarirai kuti muprofita aive neshumiro yaJoshua.
He says, whatever Bible you would hand me, there was a time that whatever Bible you would give me, it would only open to the book of Joshua.
Mubhuku
raJoshua. It opened to
Joshua yokutanga.
Do you know that?
Munoziva here.
Because just any Bible you gave him, ukavapa NIV, ukavapa King James, ukavapa RIP, vakangorida isu.
I mean that prophet aingoti whatever NIV, New King James, it will open in the book of Joshua.
And Joshua.
Joshua
akavarwira hondo. Joshua he overcame.
Na Joshua vakakunda.
He placed them in the promised land.
Na Joshua vakagadzwa munzvimbo dzavo munyika yechipikirwa.
The Bible says there was no promise that God gave his people that they never inherited.
Pana vimbiso nyika yechipikirwa yakapuwa.
He promised them. He gave them.
Chese chavakavavimbisa Mwari akavapa.
And if this prophet had that ministry,
zvino kana muprofita we
teach us. And the Lord, Joshua chapter 21:43.
Joshua 21:43.
And the Lord gave unto Israel,
Jehovah vakapa kuIsrael,
all the land which he swore to give unto their fathers.
Nyika yose yavakapika kuti vachafa pakumadzibaba avo.
And they took and dwelt therein. all that he promised to their fathers. The faith of our fathers. The blessing of that faith. There has to be people on the earth who must inherit that. Let's go to verse
44.
Okay, let's read together. Turning it to
verse 43.
Have and how much? All the land which he swear to give unto their father. And they possessed it. And dwelt therein.
Was left in the theory.
That
was left in the Bible.
It became their possession. They walked in it. They experienced it. Brother Branham says. It was Brother Branham says, but I've got the evidence of it. This is what the prophet spoke, and this is what I
have.
But at the end of that
prayer,
there was a people who lived to see the evidence. It was not just a theory. It was not just something to theorize over. But they possessed it. All of it. So the voice of the seventh angel, when you shall begin to sound, the full mystery, the
whole
will be revealed. And then there will be people on the earth,
book,
and they eat it. And that book becomes them. They become the very book. Everything that was sealed becomes expressed in their lives.
Okay, 44.
First of all, I'll close with this. And the Lord gave. Okay, and verse 44.
44. Give us 44.
20. And the Lord gave them rest. Round about all that he swore unto their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And there stood not a of how much of their enemies?
Enemies.
And the Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands.
Now you still have even that one who wants to bewitch you is under your feet. Even that one who misunderstands you is under your feet.
So why worry when you've got such an inheritance? Brother Bam speaks about this woman.
Who was,
but she looked 30. I don't carry extra burdens.
Hands and
on the contrast,
Pandas no pieces in a Jesu.
Who's 30?
And Makore 30 and Gemino 60.
The burden of
Takura Mitoro Nikayose.
This is the name of sister.
Is that so, sisters?
You are still sweet 16.
Muchirima sweet 16, give them all to Christ.
Here, everything was put under their feet.
But
they failed not out of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. Oh, I like that three. Last three now.
Akuna chinu chimene chezinu zakanaka. Zvakanga zvataurwa naJehovha Israeri
came to pass.
Zose zvakaitika.
Oh my.
Basi peshumiro
yaJehovha. Every promise
zvimbiso yose
became their possession.
Yakava nhaka yavo.
And we had a promise prophet in this age.
Zvinoshe prophet
in ministry.
Aive neshumiro imwechete.
And we have the same inheritance.
Tine nhaka imwechete.
We have everything that God promised us.
Tine zvese zvatakavimbiswa naMwari.
But the question is, how do we look at it? Are we looked over? Are we looking at the prominent
actors?
It's time we brought the messenger into the message, friends.
It's
time we brought God into his message, friends.
It's
time we looked at everything through the message. There's nothing better than the word which God has vindicated, friends. Nothing greater than this message. This is the highest standard God has on the earth. This is the highest standard of God in this age. Standard that God has.
Acts.
One quotation, he says, every preceding age inherits from all the other ages. Every preceding age.
Preceding age.
So the last age inherits everything from the first age,
second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Everything, every blessing for the other age
right
here. This is where the fullness is. Check yourself tonight. How much of that benefit is accumulated to you? How much are you using? How much are you letting come into your change you? Change your mindset. Change your approach. Change your attitude. God has not left anything undone. Given you everything. I didn't finish this. You can have, he's got the ministry of Jeremiah, he's got the ministry of John, it's all accumulated in one prophet. But all for you. He says, why do I have to, I cannot shoot an animal, I have to shoot it right in the eye. I cried. I said, God, why did you make me such a wretch?
He
says, I made you that way for a reason.
So
that when it comes to the word, it must be dead center. So that you and me will produce a rapturing faith so that we can get out of here. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you, sir.